Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Mets, for the first time in 15 years, are champions of the National League.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
La, 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 la.
Good Friday, Song. It's 12:45. What's happening, everybody? It's Teak and Tierney. I don't really get worked up on All-Star snubs. I think it's a waste of time. Number one's not going to change anything. And really, probably more specifically, Teak, it rarely impacts our players. Like, if you ball in New York, you're going to get the nod. You're just not going to get overlooked. That's not the way it works. Unless your name is Jalen Brunson. Absolutely criminal. I mean, this really bothers me. Jalen Brunson, I said this to Teak about maybe a month ago. I think Jalen Brunson is the best free agent signing in the history of the Knicks. Number one.
I mean, there's not a ton of competition, right?
That's the thing. It's not a ton. But he has brought stability and efficiency and professionalism. Now, you don't make All-Star teams necessarily for that. But when you average 23 points a game, you're shooting 40% from downtown, you average 35 minutes a game on a team that's over 500, and you lead the league in charges, Man, Jalen Brunson got hosed. Hosed.
Yeah, he did. It's probably because the national audience isn't paying as close attention to the Knicks as we are. So, like, you can look at the Knicks and you just parachute in and you're looking at their record. It's kind of like, yeah, okay, they're better.
I don't know about those guys on TNT giving the Knicks a lot of love.
I'm just saying.
Charles kind of clowns us, but Kenny's always giving us some shack.
Think about how the voting works. So it's like, it's not necessarily those that are informed, per se.
Yeah.
It's just someone who's, like, looking at the Knicks and saying, all right, the record is this, and Jalen Brunson is this, his PER is XYZ. You don't realize the impact, like, from a local standpoint, the impact that Jalen Brunson has had is profound. It's a completely different team.
Oh, he is. Right? He's everything we've needed
for
years.
He almost makes Tibbs feel like you feel more comfortable with Tibbs because of Jalen Brunson. I'm serious. You know what I mean?
He's stabilized, yeah.
Like a year ago, it was how quickly can we move? Fire Tibbs. Get rid of Tibbs. He doesn't know what he's doing. His rotations are terrible. He can't Obi Toppin, blah, 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 blah. You're not really talking about those things anymore. I mean, maybe the Obi stuff still, but you're not talking about a lot of the Tibbs stuff, and a lot of it's because of Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how the coaches missed this, though. It's one thing for fans to hijack, you know, online, like the last roster spot, like whatever. Fans have influence. I get it. I respect it. Have fun. But the 30 coaches, if I'm not mistaken, it's just the coaches.
Mm-hmm.
There's no media influence. It's just the 30 coaches.
Yeah, but are our coaches watching?
But they play against them. They know the league.
Yeah, but are they watching
it? Well, here's the thing. The answer is obviously no.
Yeah.
But so you want to say, well, you know, maybe the Western Conference coaches don't know him as well because he's playing in the East. He played in the West last year.
True.
I know he wasn't quite the same player, but in the playoffs he was.
But don't forget, when he was with the Mavericks, he was a backup.
But in the playoffs, he was a superstar.
Okay, but that was the playoffs.
And I think those games every coach is watching.
True, and he was playing because Luka was banged up a little bit, and he was, you know, he had a 50-point game in the playoffs last year. And so
I think he had multiple 40s. Was that what it was?
Yeah, but
either way, he was incredible.
He was great, and it led to him obviously being a highly sought-after free agent.
So, yeah, because we had to talk to him. We had to tamper with him. We got him.
Which we
got take a second round pick.
Which you get penalized for.
Yeah. We're going to hire your pops and we're going to do something under the table.
Exactly.
We don't care.
It's like high school.
We're desperate.
It's like high school.
That's
come
true.
To our college.
Yeah. God, it's happening lower and lower now. And all you had to do, now this, again, this should not stamp you an all-star, but all you, a good win by the Knicks, you know, but I don't know if I've ever seen a crazier couple of minute sequence in all my years watching the Knicks, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're up 106 to 101 inside of 6 seconds, and you can't inbound the ball, not once, twice. And by the way, they got lucky. Randall traveled.
Yeah.
That was a travel by Randall at midcourt. So he traveled before he got fouled. So Jalen Brunson, we got you back. We're thrilled that you're here, even though you're an Eagles fan.
Mm.
And like that. But he's been magnificent. He really, one of the rare things the Knicks on a big picture, like a big picture, culture changing, altering move the Knicks have made in a long time. You know what I wish? And Raymond Felt was okay. Imagine Brunson with Carmelo. Mm. And I'm not the biggest Carmelo believer, supporter.
Yeah.
Chucker, not always in great shape,
but
whatever,
mean,
but that would have been good.
A scoring point guard.
But not only that, but a leader, because then he could have led, because Carmelo, that was never his thing. He was a great scorer, high-volume shooter, but not a real leader. If he had Brunson, that would have been. Zoo, you know where I'm coming from.
I mean, bro, that team was just, and listen, like you said, Raymond Felton was a dude, but he wasn't that dude.
Nope.
No, Jalen Brunson is that dude the way we've been looking for a guy to be that guy. And the manner in which he does it, being playing that New York style, that street style ball.
Yeah, he does.
Like, you know, not the newer where everybody's trying to be Steph.
Yeah.
That old school, take that thing to the rack, get into someone, and lay it in.
Yeah.
You know, use that finesse now. That's him. That's what we've been looking for.
That's a
baby.
Good description. He's a bull. He's a little bull. He's like a little fire hydrant that you can't move. He's tough as
And then when he parks himself there and he does a little drop back, woo.
Love him. Footwork is sublime. I don't use that word too much in sports radio. His footwork is sublime.
He should absolutely be an all-star, and he should be in there over Halliburton, who's missed over a month this season.
Yep, Halliburton, I'm a huge fan of as well. I was saying the Knicks should have drafted him over Toppin, but yeah, you miss it a month. It's
so that's
hard.
My point. Like, how do the voters not account for the fact that you miss that much time?
I don't know. It's 30 coaches.
And there's an alternative.
That's even more egregious, because ask any of the 30 coaches, hey, one of your best players is going to be gone for a month. And I know Halliburton's better in a few stats.
Of course.
Rebounding. He's also bigger. I think he averages more assists, whatever.
10 assists.
It is that high, right? It's 10. Halliburton's a baller. I'm not here to denigrate. I love Halliburton. Should be a Knick. But he's missed a month. I mean, that's a good point. I hear you. All right. Let's get back to blaming our boss. That's more fun. Spike. Todd is in Tom's River. What's happening, Todd? How are you?
What's up, Todd?
I'm all right, fellas. How are you today?
Doing well.
Okay. So, I listen to you guys every day, and I remember when Evan was talking to Craig and said Spike called him into the office and asked for a list of what he remembered most while working on WFAN.
Okay.
Evan gave him two lists, one of the of all great things that have happened and all the negative things. So blame Spike, because Spike is the one who's picking and choosing what to put up.
Well, okay.
Yes, but Evan gave him the ammunition.
Well, again, Evan was doing what he was asked to do. What I would like to know, I'd like to see the list. Was there equal Yankee meltdowns and Met Mike? Was the list skewed, a little more antagonistically in the direction of the Yankee? I don't think that he's wired that way. I don't think he's devious like that. He's obviously not neutral. You know who he roots for, but he is objective.
But that information would help us clarify.
Yes, we would like that answer.
Who's mostly at fault?
You know what? Is C-Mac in yet? Although I know they're doing the show, so they're probably getting ready. They're filling in. C-Mac, if C-Mac's around, he works with Evan every day. Maybe we get an answer. Bring him in. 877-337-6666. White Plains, Frank is on the fan. What's happening, Frank?
Hey, guys.
What's happening? Doing?
Well, Giants lose, Sticky, but it's okay. I'm still a Giants fan.
We're optimistic for 2023. That's what we got to think.
That will be the best of my life. Anyway, I want to talk about baseball. I watched these guys on SNY, you know, debating who has a better team, Yankees and Mets and Mets and Yankees. Mm-hmm. I'm a Mets fan, but I'm not Yankee hater, you know. If the Mets is not in the World Series, I will root for Yankees. That's how it's with me.
All right.
But anyhow, Mets, they have a better team last year than this year, in my book. And they were saying, oh, the Mets is going to win like 100 games, which I doubt very much. I hope so, but I doubt. Yankees, they have a better pitching than Mets.
You know what? Here's the thing. And again, it's so early to really jump into this, but we appreciate the call, man. I would say now, without delving too deeply into it, it's February. Although, I mean, they are showing up at their camps in 10 days, 12 days. I think the Mets have more depth in terms of starting pitching. In terms of star power, if Rodon is who I believe he's going to be, I would give the edge to the Yankees in that department. And obviously the Mets closer is phenomenal. Just the man we needed. C-Mac is on the
scene. Here to the rescue.
What's up, C-Mac?
What's going on?
We just need answers.
We need some answers.
That's what I have. It's a good thing you called on
me. There's actually two reasons that we need you here. We'll get to the...
Is the other one the Giant fan?
Yes. We got a couple things to decipher here. So first of all...
Yes.
Now, Evan, we know his teams. Mm-hmm. He's a nutball with his teams, and that's why we love
that's
him.
That's for sure.
We but also know fair. That Spike asked him to give him a list of the highlights and the lowlights.
He did he's say fair. He advised Spike.
Would he be
yes.
intentionally devious
mm-hmm. yeah.
to slant this to hurt us and kind of obscure some of the Mets' pain? Like,
oh, no
circumvent.
Doubt. No doubt.
He I would. Don't know about
you didn't
that.
Even have to ask.
He would. I don't
did
know
you
about
actually
that.
See
definitely
the list?
Would put that. No, I did not what see the list. That? I don't know if a list existed. I think there was a conversation. Evan was asked his opinion on certain things, and he, without question, would give Yankee stuff to drive us crazy. There's whoa, no question about that. Or Red Sox stuff.
But by saying that, are you implying that he didn't give him the Wainwright 2006 strikeout of Beltran?
He might have. No.
He didn't give him Timo Perez getting banged at the plate, you know, in the World Series. Like, that's what I'm saying. I know he gave him Yankee band moments, but did he give him Met band moments?
I think he's probably fair on it, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry. I thought you were saying, would he give that to taunt us? Yes, that's part of it.
Okay,
he wanted us to feel his pain.
But he would also
thing. I don't think there's any avoiding it. And I don't agree with you as much, though. I got to be honest with you. It doesn't bother me that much. It honestly doesn't.
All right. Well,
you mentioned about, like, we're too soft. We're too soft if we listen to it, and then suddenly we go crazy.
But hold on. It's only
He just called you soft.
It's only bothersome when you're not paying attention and you hear it.
Yes, when it's just out of nowhere all of a sudden.
Yeah, you're like, wait, I get that, why am I hearing a Boston Red Sox highlight?
And I also went nuts about this, too. I thought the blowback the Yankees got for showing highlights of that series was ridiculous.
What, you talking about trying to motivate them?
Yeah.
Oh, that was pathetic.
I have no problem.
Hold on. I've gotten some new intel here. So wait. So you're telling me it doesn't bother you, mm-hmm. but you texted
yes.
Hoff and Zoo mm-hmm. to tell them to take it off the air.
I did not.
Wait a second.
Are
they lying?
I got clarification.
Yes. So what did the text say?
Read it.
The text said, quote unquote, hold on, let me find my text message.
Yes.
Mr. Chris McMonagle,
yes.
get it off the air.
That's what I said.
Nothing nebulous about that.
I know. Well, here's the thing.
What do you
okay?
mean?
I mean, that's not an ambiguous statement.
As much as I'm behind the mic, I'm also behind the glass. They were struggling trying to find the highlight. I said, just pull it off the air. They were talking about, if I go back into the computer, it's on a rotation.
That's
I can't find it. I was saying, just get it off the air. You played it on the air 2 seconds ago. Get it off the air.
That's actually interesting.
That's exactly how I meant it. And I texted both of them. I said, I should have put, just grab it off the air. I said, get it off the air.
Any emojis? Anything that would maybe...
Yeah, smiley face.
Exclamation point.
I was telling them how to do their jobs better.
Yes.
Because they can't do it as well as I can.
What?
Very rarely. Wow. And especially the...
Dude, he took a swipe at you before not taking a swipe at us.
Soft?
I heard him
can't
go
do their
on and
jobs
on.
Well.
Yeah, well, I heard
soft
him...
and can't do their jobs well.
This guy's coming to fight here.
Well, because I'm listening the entire 20 minutes about how Luke is a better Giant fan than I am. He couldn't say it enough.
All right, so...
I think anti-McMonagle is the exact words I have in my mouth.
Can we put you on the pedestal as the resident Giant...
I think you have to.
Enthusiast.
Yes.
Who's your nearest competition?
Probably Lugie.
Who's behind? Is anybody even within a planet of Lugie in the third spot?
A Tiki.
Yeah.
But I get too analytical.
Tiki's got to bring a reliable fandom.
He's probably trying to convince us how Daniel Jones is a top 10 quarterback.
If I get pissed, I dig into why I'm pissed, right, and I get analytical.
But you don't get happy.
I don't.
You don't get like effusive in your happiness, which is a requirement of carrying the cross and that badge of honor for the fan base.
They have yet to give me something to be truly.
They made the playoffs in the bowl. They won.
And I was happy about it.
Yeah.
I was happy about it.
Not happy enough.
I said this. It was hard for me to get as great as the wins were, even the opening, you know, week against Tennessee. I always kind of knew what they were.
You were just waiting for the other shoe, right?
As it was going on, I was like, wow, this. It was more just like, oh, amazing. Then I was like, I kind of was just, because I just always felt the shoe was going to drop, because ultimately I didn't think they were that talented. But as it went along, you couldn't help yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
So this is not a Spike thing. This is not some devious plot on the part of Spike. Aligning himself with the Empire State Building.
If it is, it's genius because it's pissing BT off.
Yeah, I could see that.
Listen, I know.
Especially when it wasn't even just the highlight. Then it was John going, you really have to credit the Red Sox.
Yeah, I admit,
the cut is pretty obnoxious. There's no doubt about that.
It's a little. He laid it on a little thick.
He did lay it on thick.
Now, listen, we have so few
as Yankee fans.
C-Mac, I view it as a personal affront. Yeah. These airwaves are New York airwaves.
Right.
We are the home of the Yankees. We should never, ever, unless it's an all-encompassing high-low 1987, 2000, 2010, whatever year, a full cross-section of representation, never should there be a painful Yankee moment isolated. Never.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I agree with you.
That's fine.
Especially what it's trying to indicate with the promo.
What are they trying to indicate?
We've been doing this.
We had a conversation at our lowest moment. What an accomplishment! What a great promo!
What are we mainly here for? Was the giant run to the Super Bowl. I remember Mike Francesa and Chris did an interview on something, and they said this. The giant run to the Super Bowl was a 9. The Mets collapse was a 10. Mm. We live in the misery. The phone calls are bred from the misery. So if we're going to literally run a promo of when this happened, we were here for you. Ugh. Those moments are just as good as the championship.
See, now you're going to make me agree with you partially.
Because I'm arguing my point.
The most enjoyable shows to me are when we're out of our minds and we're pissed and despondent.
That's what we do here.
The best radio.
So that's the promo. The promo is we're here when the moments happen.
We're always here.
And that was the moment we ran to the fans.
Everybody
to go,
knows
the
we're here.
Doing?
Come on. We're always here.
Yeah, I think BT's point is very relevant. You know you're coming here when you're pissed off.
Exactly. That's a given.
Right.
Where's the Mets pain?
Oh, there's Mets pain.
I haven't heard any.
One Howie Rose ending the 2008 season
at Shea Stadium. Chris, they had to do that because it's the last game at Shea Stadium.
Yeah, but that's more about the Mets.
You had Mike Piazza and Seaver walking out as the Marlins just ended their year.
True. But that's more about the venue than the
collapse. That's so stupid because I'm a Mets fan. That kills me. That's ridiculous.
A painful moment, no?
Not painful enough.
Just because they're never in the CS. And you'd have to, you know, pick 2 times in the last 50 years.
That's another swipe.
As painful a moment.
You know what I want to hear?
It doesn't mean they don't have painful moments.
I want to hear Timo Perez getting gunned down at the dish because Todd Zeal's ball didn't go out somehow.
There's World Series highlights. Jeter's leadoff home run.
Let's go.
The Brocious 18 hopper up the middle.
There's a million of them.
I'm ready. Of course. Let's get them all.
All right. Go work on that, C-Mac. Now you're filling in for Gardner Roberts.
Myself and Tommy will be on it too.
The biggest Giants fan of all time.
The 2 biggest Giant fans. You will not get a better representation of Giants fans than today at 2.
Are you leading with the Giants today?
I agree with that.
Maybe.
Then you're not the biggest Giants fan.
We got to figure out, at least we know who our quarterback is, or at least who we want our quarterback
to be.
Whether or not he's, you know, one of the best in the league, we'll decide that later. Yeah, I'm not as high on the, and that's, Lugie's much
Stop
more pie in the sky with
you
the Daniel Jones.
You served your
not
purpose.
Not a hater, but
Let's
can you throw some touchdown passes just a little bit?
Good job. Take the L on that. A little late here. Let's go.
See you, Chris.
Love
Thank you,
brother. Good work on that. C-Mac, I like that guy. I've always liked C-Mac. Dude, why don't we throw the football around anymore? Find one.
Because there's no football.
Where's the football go? That's been 6 months.
That's on you. You've been the impetus of that every time.
That's true.
So now all of a sudden you expect me to step up and have a football ready?
You throw a good spiral.
Listen, you're the best in the business. There's no one here at the station who throws a better football.
I appreciate that.
There you go.
Is that you being serious? No, of course.
I haven't really played catch with anybody else.
Well, I mean,
certainly not Evan.
Boomer, forget about Evan. Boomer throws knuckleballs. Yeah. You know, he stinks. Mm. He can't throw a ball.
I mean,
you're right.
Played quarterback for 20 years. A shoulder
Carton
shot.
Carton thinks he could have played in the NFL. You're right. It's me. I do agree.
It's you. There's no doubt about it. You hit the right up against the wall like we're pretending to be on
the
sidelines.
Placement's
money.
Chris, this is fantastic. This is the problem with Jet fans. Just like it's a problem with Zach. No humility.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.